With wind chill temps, wind chill factors reaching as low as minus 50 in central Illinois this week, frostbite can develop within minutes. OSF St. Joseph emergency medical doctor Neil Rushforth tells GLT's Mary Cullen that what starts as red prickling skin can lead to possible surgical procedures.
It's incredibly severe. We worry about this at all times throughout the winter, but particularly with cold spells as deep as this. So I'd say it's a very high threat.
How long does it take for someone to develop frostbite in these temperatures?
Minutes, best case scenario. I'd say in temperatures this deeply cold, and even a few minutes of unexposed skin out in the elements could develop frostbite.
You said unexposed skin. Obviously, ways to prevent it would be covering up that skin. Other ways that you can prevent frostbite?
I mean, truly, this is a completely preventable disease, and that's really the key to this. Obviously, covering up exposed skin, limiting your time out in the elements, trying to keep from having any wet clothing on or wet socks, that tends to speed the frostbite process quite significantly. Those are going to be the biggest barriers that we see. The other thing that we'd want to do is make sure people are prepared. Unfortunately, we see a lot of kind of good Samaritans that develop frostbite. You're just running to the grocery store and you're not particularly worried about yourself, but someone goes into the ditch across the way from you and you get out to help, and perhaps you weren't planning on being out in the cold for 20 minutes, but there you are. So number one, bundle up. If you have to be outside, you're going to want to make sure you have extremely warm clothing. And obviously, the more time you can spend indoors or in a area where you at least have some wind protection, the better.
Say you're outside, you spend some time outside the next few days. How does somebody recognize frostbite?
So it's kind of a progression of diseases. The typical spots where we see it are hands, feet, cheeks, nose, ears, kind of the skin-exposed areas, and then the extremities. Initially, you're going to notice like a redness to the skin. You're going to feel some tingling and burning sensation. Folks are nearby, they're going to see that you've got kind of red flushed cheeks or ears, similar to that. As it goes on, it actually can surprisingly get a little bit less severe. Areas of skin will tend to turn more white. You may have some initial worsening of the pain, then you might actually just develop like a numbness and the pain might go away. So we really worry about the folks that are in the initial category when they've got the red pink cheeks and they're experiencing a lot of the numbness and pain. That's really your body's way of telling you you need to get inside and warm up before it's getting too late. The bad news with frostbite is that it's kind of a disease that once it's taken place, there's not a whole lot of treatment options. Once the damage is done, it's basically a waiting game to see how much damage there is and, treating based on that. But there isn't a great deal to be done once the damage has been done.
Right, right. So along those lines then, if someone notices that they think they have frostbite, is it worth it to go in and see a doctor, or is that something they can self-diagnose and handle with home remedies?
A little bit of both. There isn't a great immediate treatment strategy. If you're able to get inside and get into a warm environment, they do recommend like ibuprofen type medicines during the rewarming process. That can help with the blood flow to some of those areas. But once you're inside and warmed up, that's the most important step. From the emergency department, if you did come in with true frostbite, certainly we'd be treating the pain, certainly we'd be rewarming the affected extremity. But oftentimes you actually get to go home. There's a lot of times just kind of a waiting game. It may take a few days or a few weeks even before we truly see the extent of the damage from the frostbite. It's kind of similar to burns in that effect. So it may be that, you get to go home after that, but there may be some follow-up visits or even surgical debridements or some pretty significant medical comorbidities after that. But the initial treatment is simply the rewarming and a lot of times like ibuprofen-type medicines and treating the pain.
Kind of down another path here. How quick until we start to worry about hypothermia in these temperatures?
Similar to worrying about frostbite, it can happen relatively briskly. It's not going to happen as fast as the frostbite, but certainly it's a concern. So if you're exposed in an area where frostbite's a concern, you want to make sure your core body temperature is staying up as well. So kind of similar in that regard.
That's OSF St. Joseph Medical Center Emergency Department Director Neil Rushforth talking with GLT's Mary Cullen about the threat of frostbite in these bitter cold temperatures.